And not picking only on Jews, be honest about it. Marriage is a failure in general. It's a failure all over the world. People don't like to face it, don't like to talk about it. It's one of those unmentionable subjects. But the truth of the matter is, marriage in general, failure. If anything else succeeded as often as marriage, who would go into it? Would anybody invest in a business that succeeds as often as a marriage? Not only is the relationship usually stink of two people so close together, and it's so rare for them to find such a commonality of interest to make it a success. Not only that, but the truth of the matter is that most people get married for reasons that have nothing to do with love. They convince themselves that it's love. If it was really love, how does everybody fall in love at almost exactly the same age? How come 3/4 of the universe gets married when they're 23, 25, 26? How come? If it was really a coincidence, one person would fall in love when they're 20, 130, 150, 190, one never. Everybody at the same age all of a sudden falls in love within the same hour and a quarter. Why is that? Because there's a pressure towards marriage, so you feel you should be married. You're not normal if you're not married, so you get married, and then you convince yourself you're in love with that person. Otherwise, it wouldn't always happen that by coincidence that everybody's the same age when they get married. We're not talking about the old men that married the young girls where the girls marry only for money, which is 82% of the cases. Is that an insult? No girl in the world wants to admit she ever married for money. You can never convince a girl that she married an old man for money. But how come I never saw a 17-year-old girl with a 70-year-old man who drives a truck? I never saw that. Did you ever see that? Every time you see a young girl with an old man, he's got $80 million in each pocket, she takes a look. Oh, look how cute he looks. I like the way he walks. He can't move. Well, she'll say, I love the way he keeps his hair. He keeps it in his pocket. I like all the people, they have a certain something. Cash is what she's talking about. Have you ever seen the young girls with the old men? The whole thing is a fake charade, and he's too stupid to notice it. The same old man who outsmarted every competitor in every business. Nobody can outsmart this guy. That's how he became so rich, because he outsmarted everybody. One 19-year-old chick says to him, are you handsome? I am, no question. Seconds later, she owns all his condominiums and all his clothes, and he's walking around with torn underwear to krachen for the rest of the day. Because old men don't believe they're getting old, especially if they're Jewish. A Gentile on a farm, sometimes it knows that he's getting old. You ever see Gentiles on farms? When they're older, they know it, and they look it, and they act it. When they're 60, mishlepzach hazeh, 70 hazeh, 80 hazeh, vaitem, echaket me. You ever see a Jew? The older he gets, the younger he looks. By the time the Jew is 87, he looks like a dancer. Oh, hello, Dolly. Oh, hello, sweetheart. Oh, it's nice to see you, darling. Oh, my pleasure. Oh, of course, sweetheart. It's nice to see you, darling. He can have one hair. He moves it over this way and this way. And this way and this way. And he won't make love to his own wife because she's an old woman. He don't want to touch her. He don't want to hurt her. And he's chasing 12-year-old girls. He would make love to his own wife because in his mind, she's old. He's turning handsome and she's turning old. Every man convinces himself that his wife is getting older and older, or at least getting handsome and handsome. Exactly the opposite is true. It's a biological fact that it's exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite is true. She's turning healthier and healthier while you're passing away. At the same age, a woman is 10 times healthier than a man at the same age. And sexually, she can wipe out any man. Let's be honest about it. A woman is at the height of her sex drive, at the height, when she's 45. And she doesn't slow down till she's 102. A man is at the height of his sex drive when he's 17. When he's 22, he thanks God you let him watch television. Do you understand this? Besides, for a woman to have sex, she doesn't have to be that healthy. All she has to do is one thing, show up, that's it. For a man, showing up is not enough. He has to... Do you understand this? I'm trying to keep it on a high level, so I left out the last joke. Do you understand this? It's obvious that there's a lot of problems with marriages all over the world because the greatest cheating in any place, anywhere on earth, is in marriage. Moral people who don't think that they would ever cheat in any business, anywhere in the world, whose morality is the greatest principle in life, somehow think nothing of cheating in marriage. Why is that? 80% right now, did you hear about the deterioration of morality in the United States? They found out that 80% of the married men cheat in America. The rest of them cheat in Europe. Do you know what's going on among women right now? Among women right now, one out of three. Same as the men. Ever since I read that, whenever I see three girls together, I always wonder, which is the one? Just my luck. All my life, I keep beating the wrong two. Listen to this. Now I know why every place you go, you see two girls together. The third one is in a room somewhere. But that's not true of all women. It's not true of all women. That's a blatant generality. That's not exactly true. Because among some denominations, they don't cheat at all. Italian women don't cheat. Do you people know that? They made a study and they found out Italian women almost never cheat. You know why? Because they know if they get caught, ping, dead. A Jewish wife takes a chance. You know why? She got nothing to lose. Because if a Jewish husband catches her, is he going to hit her? A Jewish man would never hit. He'd call up his mother. What should I do? What should I do? Throw her out? How can I throw her out? The guy is still here. What do you want from me? Women could cheat all they want because men never imagine that their own wife is cheating. The same guy who's cheating day and night can never imagine his own wife doing the same thing. Do you notice that? A man could come home a minute and a half late, she'll wonder, where was he? She could come home a year and a half late. Men are too stupid to even stop to think of it. He would never imagine it. He could come home and see his wife in bed with a strange man and say, she's taking dancing lessons. No man can imagine his own wife cheating. He can't imagine it. You know why? When he comes home, she looks to Koch and to Wolf and to Hagen, to Schlepp, to Chazé. He figures, well, I have to. Who else is going to bother with it? He doesn't know that that's how she looks in the house for him. On the outside, he'd never recognize her. Never. I know a guy who's cheating with his own wife for 10 years. Never found out. Women can cheat all they want because they'll tell you any story and men are stupid enough to believe it. Because men think they're so sexy, it can't be a lie. For 30 years, a wife can tell her husband, I'm tired. And the schmuck believes it. Tired? She's tired. Tired. He never stops to wonder. If she's Jewish, what is she tired from? What is she tired from? She'd have to get out of bed to take a rest. What is she tired from? She'll tell you anything. Not tonight. Why not? The children. One is 28 and one is 32. So you say anything. I just did my hair. What does he want to do? Attack her head? But men are stupid enough to buy it. Why? Mister. For the same reason that they're intimidated by their wives all their life. Especially if he's Jewish. The most intimidated, the Jew can't even walk around in his own house without figuring out where he's allowed to sit. Go into an Italian home. You ever see a wife straight as her? You ever see, I'm talking to you. An Italian wife, if she's still living, she considers it a successful marriage. A Jewish wife walks around the house like a stormtrooper. He paid for the house. She's living there for nothing. And there's no place he's allowed to go in his own house. There's no arrangement like this any place on earth as a Jewish couple with their own home. I'm not saying a Jewish wife never works. Sometimes they do. Very rarely. And most of the time, he paid for the house. She's living there for nothing. If I was living in your house for nothing, would I tell you where you're allowed to sit in your own house? How would I have the nerve to even think of telling you every Jew spends his whole life with a paper? Can I sit here? I can't. Can I sit there? I can't. I won't. What if I sit over? I can't. Can I go to the toilet? You went yesterday. I went yesterday. A Jew can't even drink from a cup because if it costs more than a quarter, it's not for him, it's for the guests. Anything that costs more than a quarter is not for you. It's for the guests. He don't even know the guests. She threw out his guests 30 years ago. He don't know one person that ever came to that house in the last 30 years. And he has to walk around his whole life with a paper cup. I say if a Jewish man fell in love with a Jewish woman, if he had any brains, he would let somebody else marry her. Then you come to the house as a guest. You could do whatever you want.